It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
In a tweet that has almost 3 million views, a writer and black activist called Bruno Mars a cultural appropriator and says that he plays up his racial ambiguity to cross genres.
Okay, let's see what she actually had to say here.
Bruno Mars 100% is a cultural appropriator. He is racially ambiguous. He is not black at all. And he plays up his racial ambiguity to be able to do what Jameer says, cross genres and go into different places. And you guys are bringing up Michael Jackson. Number one, me personally, like, I don't even think that Michael Jackson now in this day and age will be able to get to the point that he got
Facts.
To previously.
Facts.
And a huge part of that is because people have realized that they prefer their black music and their black culture from a non-black face.
Where's this from?
She is a black activist and writer.
Oh, okay.
So that has almost 3 million views. A lot of people seem to agree with her, and then a lot of people didn't. Black Lives Matter activist Sean King tweeted, I just want to be practical here. Are people saying that Bruno Mars shouldn't sing, or that when he sings, he needs to somehow whiten that blank up and sound more like Rod Stewart? I'm dead serious. What type of music is this man allowed to do? R&B singer Charlie Wilson, one of the black artists that Mars is accused of copying, praised the musician in a Twitter message and credited him with helping to, quote, bring back that classic New Jack and R&B sound to the masses when it was left for dead years ago, and hard for artists to get that sound back on mainstream radar. Here's a big concert announcement for you. Beyonce and Jay-Z announced that their On the Run Tour 2 was going to be a thing yesterday. August 10th, they're going to be in Chicago at Soldier Field. That's the closest that they're going to be to Indianapolis. Tickets for that go on sale March 19th. I'm sure that we will eventually have tickets to give away for that.
Oh, for sure. That's going to be a huge concert.
Charlie Puth told ET that he's single and ready to find a wife.
I'm ready to find my wife. That's what I'm ready to find. I need a companion, man.
I'm sure you can find plenty of women lining up to do that, Charlie.
Very exciting. Selma Blair says Cameron Diaz isn't retiring from acting. In a recent interview, Blair said, I had lunch with Cameron the other day. We were reminiscing about the film. I would have liked to have done a sequel, but Cameron's retiring from acting. She's like, I'm done. But after the interview, Blair tweeted, guys, please, I was making a joke in an interview. Cameron Diaz is not retiring from anything. And for more breaking news, I am now retiring from being Cameron Diaz's spokesperson. Liam Payne performed John Mayer's Waiting on the World to Change for the royal family at Westminster Abbey in London, England for the Commonwealth Day service.
So we keep waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world
Sounds
to change.
Sounds good, and I love that song. That's great.
Cardi B revealed that she'll be releasing her much-delayed debut album in April. Sharon Stone supports the hashtag MeToo movement, but she defended James Franco. Stone, who played a small role in Franco's The Disaster Artist, doesn't believe the four female film students who have accused him of inappropriate behavior. She says, look, I'm appalled with what's happening with Franco, referencing the lack of due process. As for a fifth woman, Violet Paley, who claimed that Franco forced her to perform sex acts, Stone called her, quote, the girlfriend, and asked how could she be offended when a guy she's dating asks for sex. Former O.J. Simpson prosecutor Christopher Darden explained that the O.J. Simpson The Lost Confession interview proved that Simpson and his team just outsmarted the jury.
When you hear him say it, for me, it's the most shocking thing I've ever heard. And Lord knows I've heard enough confessions in my time. But, you know, he always thought he was smarter than everybody else. When really, you know, it was Barry Sheck and Johnny Cochran that were smarter than everybody.
For sure. You gotta prove that they're actually guilty. You have to prove it.
Yeah, this is the biggest story out. I cannot believe you guys didn't talk about this yesterday. So,
well, it's something that we all know. I mean, we all know that O.J. Simpson killed Nicole Brown.
We think that, but he basically, under the veil of I'm just saying this to be hypothetical,
yeah,
interview,
if I did it.
He switched what he was saying from if I did it to saying I remember, and then like told facts about the case.
Yeah, I mean, it's he's saying a different word, but he kind of said like if I did it. He's been doing this for a while,
right?
Now.
He put out a book a long time ago. But what I'm saying is this interview is massive because he started out in the tense of this is a hypothetical thing, and then the way he was saying it changed to I remember whenever I went into the house, blah, 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 blah. So it's absolutely crazy. Taylor Swift is receiving a lot of support from fans after releasing her Delicate music video, but now there are people claiming she ripped off Kenzo's 2016 fragrance ad. Others accused Taylor and the director of the video of copying Sia's music videos. However, Swift's fans quickly came to her defense. It was pointed out that Kenzo's ad was not the first to feature someone spontaneously breaking it down in a hotel. Actress Lena Dunham, Taylor's close friend, actually tweeted, it's an amazing video, a pure artistic statement about constant scrutiny and the complexity of navigating public life. I'm so proud of her.
Nobody can oppose Taylor Swift, otherwise you get like death threats. So, of course, there's people defending it. You oppose her, you die.
That's not true.
I've heard it's true. I've heard a lot of people have been killed.
Big Sean was allegedly caught cheating on his girlfriend, Jhené Aiko, with former Pussycat Doll singer Nicole Scherzinger. A witness said that Sean and Scherzinger were extra close to one another during an Oscar Awards after party. The singer and the Detroit rapper were actually cozied up together, sitting at a table in VIP. There were no cameras allowed at the party, so the insider said it's possible that Sean and Scherzinger didn't know that they would get caught. The source said that they were all over each other. They looked really comfortable. They looked like they were a couple. Not too long after the alleged date, Aiko supposedly found out about it and was pissed. She confronted him about it. He didn't really deny it, and she even recently unfollowed him on Instagram, so that's more proof. The singer has not posted any photos of the rapper on her page in the last few weeks.
Oh, God.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
Nope. That's the garbage.